Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I am your host, Stacey Emery, as always joined by the phenomenal Mind Shift crew. Happy Labor Day, Happy Labor Day to everyone that is tuning in. Yes, it's Labor Day. It's a holiday. You know, we know many people are kind of relaxing, had some good eats all through the weekend and today. And so we thank you, those of you that are listening to the live show right now, those of you that will be joining us in the chat room, and also those of you that will be listening to the replay. Although it's a holiday, you guys already know with Mind Shift, the Mind Shift never stops. Every day is a great day for a mind-shifting conversation. So we are excited, as always, to be here with you guys on this Monday night. So without any further ado, I do want to go ahead and introduce you to my phenomenal Mind Shift crew. First, I want to introduce you to the other lady on the show that always holds it down, keeps us in check, and definitely creates that mind shift and that paradigm shift that we're all in need of, Dr. Ayo Kidar, the Natural Zen Diva. Hey, Dr. Ayo.
Hola.
Buenos dias, mamacita.
Mute
you know, like, you're one of the few people that I speak my Spanish or my Spanglish to, and you really, you always understand what I'm saying. So, yes, that is my chica mamacita.
And it's definitely Spanglish, and because that's all we know.
It is Spanglish. It is. But, you know, it works for us. At least we know how to communicate with each other. So, hey.
Right.
And the gentleman of the hour and of the show, our brother, always holding it down, the motivational minister himself, Mr. Billy Miller. Hey, Billy.
Hey.
Hey, Earl.
What's going on? Y'all not still mad at me for last week, have you?
Oh, gosh.
Tying y'all down. I apologize. I said I'm sorry. I gave y'all big shout-outs.
Yeah.
Y'all
we
all right with
the
that?
Chat room,
we good?
Okay. He is so lucky that we can't say anything on the air tonight.
I was wondering. I didn't even know what you meant by that. So I was like, whatever.
Yeah. Well, he was talking trash because he had Chris there to back him up last week.
Okay. Hey, Chris helped me tie y'all down. I said, Chris, we need some rope and we need some duct tape. We got to go to the store. He said, oh, I got that in the trunk. I was like, what? That's kind of weird, but. Okay, I'm just playing.
It was funny. Because I was in the chat room looking like, where is Io? As soon as she came in, I said, girl, Billy already started in the first couple of minutes.
Io was
so
helping
good.
Me tie herself down. That was weird.
Oh, yeah, he got on you, Io.
Let me find out. All right.
See what happened? We let him have some fun one night without us, and then he acted up. It's all good, Billy. We're back.
Big shout-outs to Chris Gloss, though, man. Chris Gloss came.
Yes, indeed.
And held the show down. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to recruit Chris. I know I might be getting in trouble for saying this. I'm trying to recruit Chris Gloss. I know he's already an honorary member, but I'm trying to recruit Chris Gloss to join Mind Shift Talk Radio crew. Everybody start sending inboxes to Stacey Emery, Chris Gloss, put it on demand. Everybody flood the chat room. We want Chris Gloss because Chris Gloss held that thing down like a champion. You understand what I'm saying?
Chris, I know you're out there listening. Do you hear Billy? You might as well be like your campaign leader when you run for president. Just go
we
ahead and let
Chris
Billy hold
Gloss.
It down.
We want Chris Gloss.
No, but really, he did hold it down last week. I mean, you guys were on fire with that conversation last week. And for those of you that are not aware of what we're talking about, if you were not here last week, you have to go back on and to Mind Shift Talk Radio and check out the replay of the barbershop conversation. It was the male-only conversation, the male perspective on love, intimacy, relationships, and so much more. I got a little nervous at one point in the conversation, but they just opened up the floodgates, and I was like, whoa. At one point, I had to go on Facebook and say, ooh, I'm so glad the babies are in bed already, because this was so an adult-only conversation, if you catch my drift. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And yeah, so, you know, because of that conversation and how intense it was, and because Dr. Iowa and I were not allowed to say anything, you know, verbally on the show, only in the chat room, you know that we had to come back for the second week and have a recap about this conversation because we had some thoughts. There was some
This is what this show about. You try to sneak the women's conversation in. Y'all had show.
No sneaking. It's no
we
sneaking.
Didn't have a recap of the women's show.
Well,
so y'all might have needed that. Y'all might have wanted that because that was another hot one.
Y'all cheating. But go ahead.
We got a lot of great feedback on the women's show, but you guys just took it to another level. Really. You know, you were real quiet with some of those topics that you guys were hitting on last week, because I was in the chat room like, where's Billy? We just heard cricket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he came out talking a whole bunch of mess, but then when it got to the nitty-gritty, we didn't hear Billy anymore.
Some stuff just not for me to go there. I mean, I let the guys do that, especially the ones that you didn't know who they were. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do have a particular brand. You got what I'm saying? Certain things I just
say. You
got
to be anonymous to tell the truth. That's what you're trying to say?
No, the guys told the truth, so they held it down. I mean.
No, but that's what you just said, Billy.
I mean,
they were anonymous, so they were able to put it out there. Everybody knew it was Billy, so you couldn't tell. So if we had one of them little voice things that could change your voice, and you would have just been putting all the dirt out there? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is, there are certain things for certain people to talk about. You understand what I'm saying? President Obama, love him. I'm pretty sure him and his wife get down as far as the sexual content, but I don't want to hear him talk about anal sex. You got what I'm saying? So that's not his brand. That's not my brand. So I just let the other fellas talk about that part.
But you did have some thoughts, though.
Did I have some
crickets?
Cricket.
Yeah, there's the crickets again.
I mean,
but you did have some thoughts about what was being said. You just chose not to express that.
No, the guys expressed it. They did a good job. They did their part on that.
But did you have some thoughts? Like, did Earl, in the back of your mind, did Earl say, I could say a couple of things on that too, but I'm going to leave it alone?
My thoughts were, how did I get here?
Okay.
Because that wasn't my conversation to flow, so.
Gotcha. Well, tonight we want to just go ahead. As I said before, we have an opportunity to be able to share our two cents. And, you know, honestly, I know we're here cracking on it and we're having a lot of fun with it, but just real talk, you know, the conversation was a great mind-shifting conversation. Again, Chris Gloss did a great job holding down that roundtable discussion with those men last week. I personally probably would not have been able to orchestrate the conversation the way that he did. I mean, he just kept everyone focused on task. Billy was there dropping the mind shift nuggets, representing for us. It was just a very awesome and mind shifting conversation. Definitely the paradigm shift did take place a couple of times in that conversation. Yes, I was a little nervous at some points, but I feel like that was a conversation that definitely needed to take place. It's a timely conversation. It's always on time to have that type of discussion. And there's many women that are always curious. You know, we want to know, what do guys really talk about in the barbershop? What are their thoughts on relationships? How do they view us as women? What is it that they want us to do? We have so many questions, and it's usually hard for us to get the real answers, you know, the dirty truth about what's really going on from the male perspective. And so last week gave us that opportunity. We were able to be the flies on the wall in the barbershop and hear what these gentlemen had to say. With that being said, there were a couple of things that really stood out to us last week as we were listening to it, and we even had to extend the show by another half hour. So, again, another reason for you to check it out. It was an hour and a half last week, and it was fired up. But Dr. Io, you know, we'll let you go ahead and start first and tell us what was, you know, maybe one thing that really stood out to you from the show last week.
All right. Thanks, Stacey. I actually had a couple things, but one of the most major thing that stood out for me was realizing that how much women, we really undermine our role and we undermine our worth. And we forget that we really are the shapers of our society. You know, the truth is, you know, really women, we make men what we want. And I know, guys, that might sound kind of sexist in a way, but truly it is. I mean, your mate is a direct reflection of you. So if she's down with, you know, I can't think right now specific, but it's just you guys are shaped directly as to whatever we want. Men conform because that's what you guys do. I mean, you guys conform. Not to say that we don't conform as well, but I can think of, you know, so many stories of children or people who have made it through, you know, extraordinary situations, and it's a woman behind their success. For example, Eddie Connor, you know, he was on our show, and you guys can check the archives on mindshifttalkradio.com to check out our show with Eddie Connor. And the first time we had him on, he shared his story of triumph, and he really went back to the fact that his mother was the one who really helped to shape and mold him into the man that he is today. And that really stuck out for me throughout the story. You know, there is an Ashanti proverb that says, "The ruin of a nation begins in the homes of its people." And I think a lot of the times we need to hone in on that, and we need to go back to the roots of that, because the images that we're seeing on TV, in magazines, the stuff that's talked about on the radio, they're all a reflection of what's going on in the homes of this nation, of its people. So those are, you know, that's one thing that really was coming to my mind. And with that, I feel that one of the brothers on there said something that has to be reiterated so much, and that's become what you want to attract. And I think so many women can lose sight of this, that you really have to become what you want to attract. And, you know, for each, I find in relationships, you know, a lot of women, we have, and not just women, everyone has this checklist. And on Facebook, we kind of got into this whole checklist thing. And everyone tries to act like they don't have a checklist, but really and truly we do. I mean, we all do. And the checklist is just a list of your standards. It's a list of what you'll tolerate, what you like, what you don't like, yada, yada, yada. But a lot of the times, you know, you'll have a partner who's so fabulous, who's so supportive, but, you know, maybe they're not the best in bed. Or they may be great parents, but they're sloppy around the house. And we get so frustrated by wanting perfection in our lives that we forget that, you know, we'll focus on the 10% that's missing and completely allow it to overshadow the 90% that's great. So the fact is, you don't have to like everything about your partner because you're not going to, but you can still love them. So those are some of the, you know, I mean, those are some of like the pressing things that just jumped out at me. But I really, really want women to understand that we set the standard. So if your standard is sagging pants, draw showing, you know, thug life, you know, tattoos all on my neck, then you're setting that standard. And we are the ones in the homes that's raising the children, and we're shaping them and we're molding them. And I think so many women really forget how much power they have. And I won't get into what I really call it because it's still early. But I think women really need to realize, you know, just not to say get cocky or anything like that, but for you to realize that you do hold the power, that you do have to, you hold the power to shape and mold the society
And I think we really, really need to understand that. So that was one of my biggest takeaways from the show last week.
And you're right about, you know, things that we allow others to do. And it just brought something up to me that we hear so often. But, you know, my sister and I were having a conversation yesterday. We had a great time, went out of town for the weekend, and we were at a family barbecue yesterday. And this song came on at the end, and it was a whole bunch of, whatever, like the words just being thrown out addressing women, obviously, in this song. And, you know, kids were there and everything, so it was just like a regular family function, but this was the end of it, so everyone was kind of going home. So I guess the DJ just kind of slipped one in. And so we both kind of looked up, like, and we were standing talking to another lady, and we heard the words going off, and we were just like, ooh, okay. And the woman said to us, she said, you know what, it's sad that we hear that, she said, but what's even more sad is that there's so many women that allow themselves to be called that term, you know, that answer to that term. You know, we allow men to call us this, not only men, but even other women to address us by these names. And she said, and that's why it's being done. If we didn't accept it, if we didn't allow it, it wouldn't be done in the first place. And it's like, it's true. You know, there's people will only do what you allow them to do, right? If you answer to that call, then of course, you know, that's what you're going to be called if you answer to that name. And you're right, even about the whole power that we have, not to seem arrogant or anything like that, but you're right. Even one of the men addressed it last week on the panel, just saying that one thing that he found to be very attractive was a woman that's confident. I think a lot of women, I know for me personally in the past, didn't realize the power that I had, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that I didn't realize what my worth was. I didn't realize how powerful and priceless the words that I speak were at the time. And so I didn't think that anyone else would find value in anything that I had to say because I didn't see the value in what I had to say or who I was or the thoughts that I held. I didn't think anyone would be able to benefit from that. And so that was a mind shift moment for me last week because, you know, over time you see your progression, you see your growth, and I could say, wow, I remember being that woman that was afraid to open her mouth and really express her feelings because, you know, maybe it would be taken the wrong way. Maybe I would be judged for the things that I said. Maybe he wouldn't like me as much if I told him how I really felt, you know, or maybe he's not going to think I'm intelligent enough, whatever it is. We sit there and we just beat ourselves up early in the game, and we never even give ourselves a chance in a relationship, much less allow someone else to give us a chance or an opportunity in a relationship. We're already beating ourselves up before another person has the opportunity to do that. And so he talked about how confidence was attractive to him. And I think that was something that really stood out again because we need to be able to understand, as Dr. Isle just said, that we are valuable, that we have so much to contribute, we have so much to share, regardless of what your background may be, what type of experiences you've had. We all have different stories. But at the end of the day, we always have something that we can bring to the table. And I agree with what you said. You know, like attracts like. And so you look at your relationships. We go back to that whole talk about the checklist. And people say, gosh, I'm attracting these dirt balls and these sleaze bags. And you have to ask yourself, well, what am I putting out there? You know, why am I attracting these people into my life? You know, I've heard this before that you can tell a lot about yourself when you look at the person that you're in a relationship with. And that's a hard pill to swallow for many people. You know, they'll sit there and say, well, I'm attracting, you know, guys that are abusing me, not only physically, it could be emotionally as well, verbally, whatever it may be, and it's just happening over and over and over again. It's this cycle. And at some point you have to say, why is this happening? What is it that what message am I sending out there, you know, and then check yourself. And again, like I said, this is probably the hardest thing I know for me just going through the years. When I look back even at journal entries that I've written, it's hard for me to be realistic with Stacey. It's easy for us to be able to point flaws out in other people, especially as women. We can say, well, his credit is jacked up. He's not driving the best car. His shoes are beat up. You know, he has such and such amount of kids, whatever it is. It's so easy for us to point our fingers at what's going on with him, but we don't acknowledge what's going on with us. You know, we can sit there, excuse me, and have our toes looking beat up. We don't have a pedicure. We're not driving the best car. We may not have the best credit, but we want a man that has all that and then some to compliment us. And I hear this and even in the hair salons. You know, in the hair salon, you had a best conversation just like in that barbershop last week. And you hear women say this stuff, and sometimes I'm just sitting there looking like, really? And I'll start some conversations, but sometimes it's best just to listen, like to really listen and see what's going on in these sisters' heads. And you hear some stuff that will just floor you. And that's why, I got to put a plug out there, Billy. This is why we have to have a part two to that conversation, and we have to have the women and the men on the show. Because you guys said so much last week, but there is so much more that the women need to say to address some of the things that were brought up last week. Because I don't think our listeners were really prepared for all the things that came out in that show last week.
Mm-hmm.
So before you even say what was your part, what was your favorite part on the show, Billy, I just want to say there will be a round two. Just know that. And no one's getting tied up.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk the barbershop salon connection.
Yeah,
it should be hot because we had a show
want.
Like that before. You know, it was real hot. I mean, which is a great show. So yeah, let's do a round. Let's have a women and the men on the same show.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really good. But what stood out for you, Billy?
A few things stood out, and just to cap on to what you and Io talked about, you know, as far as a confident woman. Let me tell you, a man loves a confident woman, not a cocky woman, not a controlling woman, but a confident woman, you know. And I just want to put that out there. That's just, a man loves that. And then another thing that Io touched on, and you kind of touched on too, is about being the right person. You know, a lot of women, and this goes both ways, but a lot of women are looking for that right man without becoming the right woman. And mm-hmm. and even if they find that right man, if they haven't become the right woman, if he's the right man, he's not going to want her because he wants the right woman. And one of them brothers, I don't know which one of them said it, but he said, if you're not that, you shouldn't expect that. And I just thought that was just profound, you know, because if you're not that, why are you expecting that? Why are you expecting the right man when you're the wrong woman?
Mm-hmm.
And some other things the brother said that was on different times, but it came together. One of the topics were how can you tell a good woman? And one of the brothers said you can tell a good woman by her words. You know, by the things he says. And he even quoted the scripture, and the scripture says, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And it's another scripture says, we believe, therefore we speak. So whatever's in your heart, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. And so a man will look at a woman or listen to a woman and determine who she is. And I'm going to tell you something that was discussed on the men's show subliminally. I don't know if I said that word right, but women mentioned it on a women's show, not the last one y'all had, but the one before that. Y'all mentioned something that just has been kind of silent, but it still was there. Remember that bucket list? Remember we had that discussion? And one of the men, I think it was brother number three said within the first 5 to 10 minutes of a conversation, he can determine if she deserves more time. And he's determined by her words. And see, because her words is going to display what's in her heart. And now, depending on what kind of man you are, you know, depends on what's going to do. So, in other words, if you're trying to win a man with your tail, which is a no-no, y'all listening, women? If you're trying to win a man by using your tail, he's going to do this. He's going to determine that in 5 to 10 minutes. Depends on what kind of man he is. He either is not going to want you, or he's just going to put you on his list for a booty call. So your words is going to display your character and who you are, and he's going to determine and put you in a bucket or a list. He's going to determine who you are to him. And if you're a real woman, if you're displaying confidence, if you're speaking fulfilled words, he's going to say, okay, she needs more time because I really want to get to know her more. And real quick, because I know we got about 5 minutes, and he says, I think it was the same brother number three. Now, brother number three was a pimp now, but he said some good stuff. I like brother number three, but he said some good stuff. He said once he find out you that woman, he said he don't care what you have. He just want to know what's in your heart. And he was saying if a man has a woman who brings out the best in him, he'll climb the highest mountain and swim the deepest ocean. And the reason why is because she's bringing out of him what's in him. And I just want to close with a scripture that goes with that. It's Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. It says, the purposes of a person's heart are deep waters, but one who has insight draws them out. If a man finds a woman who brings out the man in him rather than tearing that man down, he will do anything for her, and she is constantly on his mind, and he can't wait to get home from work. He can't, as a matter of fact, he's excited leaving to go make it happen, and he's excited about coming home because he know that woman makes him a man. It takes a woman, a real woman, to make a man. That's
all I gotta say. I'm over here snapping it up.
Hey. I heard it. But it's hard for us to even, like, you know, just sum up everything that was shared on that show last week. But I love the parts that you just shared as well, Billy. And that's why I think it's so important for us to have another conversation. I mean, we had a lot of fun with it. There was definitely some entertainment in it. But at the end of the day, you know, even for men and for women, it goes back to what we said even at the beginning. It's just like it's so easy to point other things out. It's so easy to have the expectations. But the hardest thing, I think, for most people is just really being honest with themselves about who they are or where they are right now. And just as we continue to aspire to grow and, you know, we're working on our personal development, we're working on improving our situations and so forth, you know, this goes hand in hand with that. You know, when you're identifying those areas that need to be corrected, whether it's on the home front or at work, it's the same thing in your relationships. I think it's important to be able to say, you know, I need to take a step back and really work on me. Let me acknowledge some things in me that need to be corrected. Not looking for someone else to be that buffer, because sometimes it's scary to even see certain things about yourself that you don't even want to acknowledge and want to believe that it's there. But in order for us to have those healthy relationships, you know, and to have those open and honest conversations with other people, we have to have an open and honest conversation with ourselves first. And it was just so much was shared in the conversation again. Ladies and gentlemen, I just encourage you to go back and check out the replay from last week. It was the Barbershop Talk hosted by Billy Miller and Chris Gloss. We did have the anonymous roundtable conversation that was going on, and it was just so much information that was shared. Also, if you have not done so yet, make sure that you go to mindshifttalkradio.com and follow our show, because you want to be updated on future shows that are going on as well. We have tons of great speakers that join us. We cover so many different topics on Mindshift Talk Radio. It truly is real conversation for real folks. It's grown folk conversation, but we address everything from relationships, personal relationships, as well as business relationships, personal development, finances, spirituality, holistic health. Everything you can think of is covered here on Mindshift Talk Radio. So we encourage you to join us every single Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also share the word with your friends and family members. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. And if you have any questions, if you have any comments, any concerns, if you have any ideas for some upcoming show topics, be sure to send those as well via email at mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. But, guys, we only have a couple of minutes left in the show. Is there anything else, any closing remarks that you want to share with our listeners before we end for the evening?
Yeah, I just want to,
go ahead, Ayo.
I just want to say, go listen to all of the women, like all of the show, like the first women's show and the last women's show, the first men's show, and go look in our archives and the last men's show, and also the last show where we had the combination with the men and the women, and I think that'll build an anticipation for whenever we do the next show.
I like it. I just wanted to share with my ladies and my gents, but more so my ladies, but is to don't compromise your standards, just relax your demands. Okay, so you can get everything you want. You just don't have to be so demanding about it.
I like that.
So that's
That's my takeaway of it.
Don't compromise your demands. Say it one more time because I have to post that one. That was good.
It's that don't compromise your standards. Just relax your demands.
Okay. Got it. See, we take notes, too, even when we're here talking and listening. We're taking notes because I'm talking to that one. That was hot. That's a good one right there. That's a word right there. I got to share that one. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, thank you for joining us tonight. It is Labor Day. We know it's a holiday. You're spending time with your friends and family members, but we truly appreciate you taking the time out to be here with us on Mindshift Talk Radio. As always, we wish you another phenomenal, successful, and amazing week. And we'll be here next week, same time, same place, mindshifttalkradio.com at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You guys be blessed. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mindshift Radio.